So also shall my heavenly Father do to you, if you forgive not every one his brother from your hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, since last Sunday was the feast of Saint Luke the Evangelist, we have the last Sunday's Mass, that is the 21st Sunday of Pentecost Mass today. And the Mass of that Sunday presents us a king who showed mercy to his servant. This servant owed the king 10,000 talents, which was enormous, a huge sum of money, and the servant could not pay the debt, but still the good king took pity on him and pardoned him the whole debt. But this servant then, in his turn, refused to forgive the small debt of 100 pence, and threw his fellow servant to prison. The king heard of the ungratefulness of his servant, and called him, and said to him, "Thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all the debt, because thou besoughtest me. Shouldst not thou then have had compassion also on thy fellow servant, even as I had compassion on thee?" And the king handed the wicked servant to tortures until the whole debt of 10,000 talents had been paid. Children, from this gospel we see that although God is loving and merciful Father, like the good king was, God's justice demands us too to show mercy and forgiveness to those who treat us badly. Mercy and compassion and forgiveness are truly signs of loving Father, Almighty God, and they are also signs of a big and brave heart in a man. I wanted to tell you today about an English king who lived in the late 12th century, and his name is Richard the Lionheart. He was never canonized, but he was called the Lionheart because of his skill and bravery in battle. If you have ever read Robin Hood, in the legends which are based to that period, King Richard is a benevolent ruler who, after being freed, forgives his brother John and returns to the task of governing England. And like the servant in the Gospel, King Richard was also once taken captive on his way back from the Third Crusade. Leopold the Virtuous, the Duke of Austria, held grudges against King Richard and put him in a secret prison. But once Queen Eleanor, who was Richard's mother, discovered where her beloved son was, she appealed to the Pope. Duke Leopold set a ransom sum of 65,000 pounds of silver to set King Richard free. That was an astronomical sum at the time, estimated to be about 3 times the whole income of the English crown. But Queen Eleanor raised the sum and set her son Richard free. But Richard was truly the Lionheart because he was not only brave, but also generous and forgiving, like the good king of the Gospel. When his treacherous brother John tried to rob him the crown and was intercepted of doing so, King Richard declared, "I forgive him, and I hope to forget his injuries as easily as he will forget my pardon." In the 10th year of his reign, one of Richard's vassals rebelled against him. Richard led his troops against the traitor, who was entrenched in his castle. Richard made his way to the castle wall, and then a young soldier named Bertnard drew his bow and shot an arrow that pierced the left shoulder of King Richard, and that wound proved to be fatal. As Richard lay dying in his tent, his followers succeeded in taking the castle. Then they brought in Bernard, who had shot the king. Looking at him calmly, the lion-hearted English king said, "Youth, I forgive you my death." Then turning to his men, Richard ordered, "Let him go free and give him 100 shillings. Children, you should learn from today's beautiful gospel that even if your opponent could not repay the injury for you, you should act like the merciful God and act like King Richard by forgiving as easily as the others will forget your pardon. You do not do this graceful act for gaining popularity in the sight of men. Actually, most of the times, forgiveness, if you show mercy and forgiveness in this world, it marks you as a weak and timid in the eyes of men. But by showing mercy as God shows mercy, you buy, so to speak, your portion to heaven. Your forgiveness and pardon is a good and a righteous investment in your whole life, and that inheritance of yours, that is heaven, where you see your good and gracious Father finally as he truly is, that is your portion and inheritance, which all the gold and silver of the whole world, or all the popularity among men, can never buy you. Whenever somebody mistreats you, remember the great example of the good king of the gospel and good King Richard, that you show forgiveness and you forgive your enemies and your opponents all the bad things they have done to you, because after all, your almighty heavenly Father has promised that he will also forgive all your bad deeds of your life and remit you from your sins and take you up to heaven to live with him forever. May God bless you, children.